Chrome.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to the DeVille Hour. I'm with you until 6 o'clock this evening, so I hope that you can stay with me, especially for the next 20 minutes when, well, it's a 15-minute interview. I'm going to be chatting with Gurrie van Broek, who was the president of the Willie DeVille Fan Club from 1991 until 2009, until Willie passed away, actually. And there's a new DVD 3 box set coming out, and I chatted to Gurrie about this, and he's told us what we can look forward to. Enjoy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, yeah, really good to be talking to you again.
Okay, great.
It's been a long time in between drinks, mate.
Yeah, a long time ago that you were in Holland to see a show, really.
Yeah, that's right, 2008 it was. I can hardly believe the time has flown. And I suppose you, like all of us, are amazed that almost 3 years is up since Willie passed away.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it?
As you say, time is flying.
I know. But the good news is...
It looks like yesterday.
The good news is that the spirit of DeVille is alive and well, and I'm really looking forward to this box set that you're going to tell us all about.
Yeah, it's a great one. On the DVDs are the unplugged Willie DeVille Trio in the Columbia Halle, and also live at Metropole, Willie and the Band. Yeah, DVD 3 Willie specials, that's something great. Beautiful Losers. Many of the DeVille fans know already the documentary Beautiful Losers, but Dietrich has also the outtakes because he has a short time for a documentary, but there are great outtakes. Cadillac, unbelievable.
Is that right? How many, the outtakes, do they, is it 20 minutes of them or 10 minutes or?
I didn't count. I got it at my home. I put it in and watched right away all the show.
Uh-huh.
And what's also on it is a sound checking queue. And that's amazing because Willie hardly did any sound checks.
Yeah.
Normally he let the band on stage, David do in Bamboo Road, and that was the sound check. But if you... Yeah.
I remember seeing on the DVD of Willie's.
Life in the Lowlands.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Yes, in the interviews at the, on that, the extras, the bonus extras, I remember Boris, or was it Freddie, saying that, you know, he's turning up for sound checks now. Like it was something that he never did.
Hardly. Sometimes he did, and then I was amazed. I saw many sound checks, but I wasn't there in Kiel, but you should see it. You see the combination with Seth and David working out the trio concept. Great. Joking.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, fantastic.
Also, a little part of a movie called Vaubank. It was shot by Dietrich Kuster.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Willie playing pool.
I've never heard of that movie, I have to admit.
It's only hardly a minute, but Willie was in it with Joschka Fischer. Who was then an actor, and he became later a minister in Germany.
Uh-huh.
Minister is not the word, how do you say? Political, high political.
A politician. Yes.
And you see Willie shooting pool, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great interview with Jet Nietzsche. I'm not quite sure about the year, but it was before the Dietrich made the documentary Beautiful Losers.
Mm-hmm.
He went to New York to see Willie, mm-hmm. and then he also talked to Jack.
Mm. Oh, good.
And Jack talking about Willie. So, yeah, fantastic.
Oh, good. This is something we haven't seen before? The Jack Nietzsche interview?
No, not this way. It's very direct, and Jack is... Yeah, it's a great interview. You have to watch it.
Of course. Well, I was intrigued that Willie, at some point in his career, did recorded or played somewhere Johnny Too Bad.
Willie never played or recorded. Yeah, there was a recording. Willie was at Freddie's place in L.A. and they had plans to do an album together. It never worked out,
mm-hmm.
but they recorded the song Johnny Too Bad.
Mm.
And I know the song for a long time.
Yeah, me.
I had Willie's version at my home for a long time. And I suggested to Werner, do something with it for this project.
Yeah.
And he used it as a menu track.
Yeah,
I'll play it later.
You're going to play it? Oh, fantastic.
We'll try it. Get it on the phone to... your station.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. A scoop. We're having a scoop on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Maya Records is putting out this box set, Guri, and is it only going to be available through Maya Records, do you know, or is it being distributed?
No, it will be released worldwide, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
But worldwide, the most of Willie fans are, of course, Europe.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, you can buy it with a known record company, record shops.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or on the or through the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't get it, you can always order it at Maya Records.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Because just about everything's done online these days, isn't it?
Yeah. And Maya is also releasing the CD, vinyl, from Life at Metropole. It's a re-release, but it's coming also on vinyl.
Okay, for those real record collectors out there. Another CD that Maya Records released was Live in Paris and New York. Now, has that actually been released?
Yeah, it's not released by Maya Records.
Oh, it's not.
It's a release of
Ace Records in the UK. That's right, pardon me, so it is.
Doesn't matter. Ace Records has released three Willie albums.
Oh, they've all come out now. Oh, I didn't know.
Exhibit Desire, Live in New Orleans, and then it's two on one because it's Victory Mixture and Big Easy Fantasy.
Exactly, yeah. And then Live in
and
Paris.
Live in Paris and New York. That's the album we know as Live. It was done by Fnac.
Ah, right,
and
okay.
It's the same album, Live in Paris and New York.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you, Live in Paris and New York, remember that video that came out years ago? It's not available anywhere, From the Bottom Line to the Olympia? How about when are they going to put this on DVD?
I was in my enthusiasm. I helped the record companies a lot. I was almost there that Ace also would release the video on DVD, but they didn't get permission. I've been working on this project for years because I think this is one of the best DVDs ever.
Absolutely. Want to turn people on to Willie DeVille, Live in the Lowlands, and this one, From the Bottom Line to the Olympia, are the two, aren't they?
If I close my eyes, I see the Mexican band, Willie, and all the guys on stage.
Exactly, the Cajun Indians and the mariachi band. It was incredible.
Yeah.
What a night. I can't wait to speak to David about that tour.
But as Willie always says, you'll never know.
You never know. That's right. Keep working on that. One day somebody will pick it up and get it on DVD. I know it. I know they will. So good on you, Guri.
Must be.
Yes, absolutely it must be. I'm talking to Guri van Broek from the Netherlands, and Guri for a long time was the president of the fan club. How many years, Guri?
From 1991 until he passed away. Then we stopped.
But you might be retired, but you're still working on behalf of Willie DeVille, aren't you?
I'm enjoying every new release.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes I help to find things. And so that's how Johnny's Too Bad on DVD now. So for me, it's great.
Yes, it's fantastic. It's just lovely to have things to whet your appetite with about Willie. Now, one other thing, aside from this DVD box set, is the article that Garth Cartwright has written with the very clever title, Sympathy for the DeVille. I love that.
Garth is the guy who wrote the three liner notes for the CD. CDs came out by Ace Records.
Yeah.
And he's New Zealand guy who was a fan of Willie, and he's wondering why Willie never made it in the UK. So he's working very hard to get Willie in the spotlight.
Yeah, that's
in the
right.
UK.
Oh, so he's a New Zealander. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And by the way, those liner notes in Live in New Orleans, they're fantastic. He writes well, doesn't he?
He's a great writer.
Yeah, he is.
So I have more plans in my mind, and I'll contact him soon.
Oh, good. Are you going to give us a little bit of a bird's eye view on what those plans are, or is it too early?
Too early.
Too early.
I'm in good contact with Garth and help him with details and things.
Yeah. Well, you'd be the right person for that, that's for sure. So this article in Record Collector, has that been released yet, Guri, do you know? It was supposed to be released in July, wasn't it?
It's supposed to be released in July.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. I don't have it yet, but I sent a couple of pictures to Record Collector, so they promised me I would get a copy if it's available, but I'm not quite sure. But comes soon, because record collector is very known in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'll get it, that's for sure, I know. I'm looking forward to it. I'll keep an eye out for it as well. There's one other question that I had to ask you. It's a technical question, Guri, because when you sent the flyer around about this DVD box set, there was something that you that was said there, something about the format being now 16.9. What does that mean? Is that important?
It's the same question I have. Dietrich Kuster was very enthusiastic, and he told me, oh, the format will be 69.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this is for technophiles.
I think it's a different format for broadcasting. I'm not technical at all. I just watch and listen to the music.
Yeah, you're like me, great appreciators of the music.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Guri, it's been delightful talking with you, and I can't wait to get my hands on this box set. I really can't. So I know that the fans will have enjoyed listening to you as well today. So thanks for taking the time.
Shall I play you Johnny Too Bad?
I would love you to play Johnny Too Bad.
Try?
Yep.
Play it by the phone?
Yep, play it by the phone, yep.
It will not be the first time I hear Willie's Hey Joe. Was also through the phone because they were so enthusiastic. He said, listen, what we do now.
Okay, well, let's have a listen, and we'll let you know if it's not worth it. I just have to say at this point that it wasn't up to par. We couldn't really play it, so I've cancelled that part out, so you're not going to actually hear Johnny Too Bad. So let's just continue with the rest of the just winding it up with Guri now. Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to play a song. It's another request because I just I just stopped the down tape. I'll find out where I'm up to. And after this song, we'll have another sponsors announcement, and then I'll come back and finish off. There's only a couple of minutes left winding up with Guri. What? How interesting is that? I can't wait for that box set. Anyway, getting on to this next request. It came in from Svadi in France, and she said that Dagmar from Germany is visiting her for 2 weeks, and they're going to be listening online together today. And she wants to hear Demasiado Corazon, and I'm giving you the live version from 1993.
madrugada, mañana estoy aquí parado. Y por las noches me despierto. Lágrimas en mi cara, abajo de la lluvia. Lonely with my pride, holding in my pain. Demasiado corazón, demasiado corazón, demasiado corazón, demasiado corazón.
Yes, Spidey and Dagmar, I hope you enjoyed that. Well, let's continue with the saying goodbye to Guri. Just before you go, there was two songs that are included in this box set that apparently haven't been seen before, and I find that really hard to believe that Night Falls and Carmelita had not been seen anywhere on a DVD. Is this correct?
I've asked Dithals, why didn't you put it on? Willie had a reason for Carmelita, because Carmelita was also played live at Metropole, Willie and the band. And Carmelita was also with the trio, and Willie said I only wanted it once. So that was the reason why Carmelita wasn't trio.
So this one we're going to see them with the trio singing Carmelita?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I've watched it over and over, I think about 10 times now. The only reason I can see is that there is a cameraman walking on stage. I can't get a reason why he wouldn't have it on, because it's amazing.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, good. Great.
Such a great song and such a great, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a terrific version, his version, as always. His versions are always fantastic. But Night Falls, how about that one? That has never been on a DVD before?
No.
No, fantastic.
I was talking about Night Falls when I said that the cameraman was on stage.
Oh, you weren't talking about Carmelita. Okay. I thought you were talking about Carmelita.
No, it was. I was talking about Night Falls. Carmelita was twice, band's version and trio version. And Night Falls, the trio, it is fantastic. But there was a cameraman on stage.
Uh-huh.
And then that could be the only reason, because it's a great song, a great performance.
Mm.
I couldn't understand why he didn't want to have it on the album and not on the DVD. Mm. And Dithals didn't know. He told me he only knew why Carmelita wasn't on it.
Mm.
But you must look forward to Night Falls, because it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see him sing that song. It's such a beautiful song. You know that the documentary of Dithals Kuster's Beautiful Losers, filmed in Mississippi, I love that interview. I love that. Willie seems so, if I may say, real there. You know, it was just such a good interview, didn't you think?
One of the reasons is Dithals and Willie were friends. So,
Yeah.
And if you look at the outtakes, you see him sitting in a Cadillac talking to Dithals and talking about a lot of things. And you can feel that Dithals and Willie were on the same level.
Uh-huh. Well, it makes a big difference, doesn't it? Because he was often not comfortable in interviews.
Often is, I think, mostly not.
That was a bit polite, was it?
it was a bit polite. Because for Willie, he said, it's part of the job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
same
right.
Same questions, same answers.
Yeah, that's right.
And what Dithals did, the approach is totally different.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Dithals is talking like a friend.
That's right.
So look forward to it. It's
yes.
Fantastic.
Well, it's planned to be released on the anniversary of Willie's passing, August the 6th.
That's it's planned in that week.
In that week, okay. So, I'm chomping at the bit, Guri. I can't wait for it. Thank you so much for taking some time out and coming and chatting about it today.
Hey, as Willie always says, you'll never know.
You never know.
When and why, we'll see. And
that's it.
If there's any news about Willie or about releases, I'll keep you informed.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you so much, Guri. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a terrific weekend as well. And thanks for keeping the spirit of Davila alive.
Okay.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Well, that was the interview with Guri Van Brugge, the ex-president of the Willie DeVille Fan Club.